Good afternoon, PJ.
Patsy, athletics all over the world, I suppose you could say, today. But we'll start with the heavy throw indoors in America.
Yes, indeed, heavy throws, and what actually means is hammer throwers. You know, obviously, outdoors hammer throwers, senior hammer throwers through a 16-pound hammer, and that's not possible indoors. So the American collegiate scene, they adapt and they throw a heavy 20-plus pound kind of a short with a short kind of a cane on it. So just to keep them in shape and keep them involved in the winter months. And the two McGuigan brothers, Dempsey and Finnan, were in competition at the weekend up in the Vanderbilt meet in Nashville. Dempsey McGuigan threw over 20 metres. So he's getting close to what was his personal best last year of about 21, 22 metres. So he should be happy enough. And of course, he has been selected for the Commonwealth Games to compete for Northern Ireland in April. So he's preparing for that. That's in the back of his mind as he takes in the indoor season. And he competes for the University of Mississippi. And then his younger brother, Finnan was very unfortunate last year. He got sick during the winter months, and that affected him right through into the summer. But he's back in business again now, and he's competing for the University of Texas. And he was competing in Texas yesterday and threw over 15, close to 16 metres, again in the heavy throw. So both guys into competition, both guys getting their indoor competition, and both guys, of course, with a view to competing and throwing the hammer outdoors when the season arrives. So that was the story from the States. Across in France, in fact, Shane Irwin got his indoor season. It's all about indoor athletics right now, of course. And he got his indoor season off the ground with a run on Nantes. And a few Irish athletes travelled to that to get competition. Shane Irwin, of course, from Remelton, competes out of Finn Valley. And he ran a 49.01 400 metres indoors, as I say, in France. And that for him is a very encouraging run. It's about just over a second faster than he opened the season and he finished the season indoors last year. So he'd be pretty happy with that. And, you know, his background is he made the Irish Junior Relay team last year. He developed very strongly through the summer last year. So his event is 400 metres and he's working at it right now. And he's new to the event. So everything is positive for him as he kicks off his indoor season. And in Ireland, we had a couple of young athletes travel south to Athlone IT yesterday for the National Combined Events Championships. Members of Finn Valley and Tyrconnell Athletic Club were in action there. And one medal coming north from that one was Joseph Gillespie of Finn Valley. He got third in the under 15 boys. His best performance and his highest scoring performance in the combined events would have been the high jump at 151. So pretty pleased for him. So good on him. And then more locally, just within the last couple of hours, we had a 10K in Kilmacrenan, but over 100, I think 106 finishers in that one. The winner was Owen McGinley, local athlete, competes for Letterkenny at 33 odd. He won the event. Greg Roberts from the city of Derry was second, and John McFadden from the Downings area, Carrigart area, was third. So that Kilmacrenan 10K to raise funds for sporting and sporting and community facilities in that Kilmacrenan area. So people all over the place, but relatively quiet weekend. You know, obviously people looking for competition, gaining competition, getting their indoor season off the ground, and we look forward now to you know, that developing over the weeks and months ahead, and then it's outdoors once again. The time just shoots in so quickly.
So, Patsy, what is the next big tournament or meet that we can look forward to?
Well, all of our young athletes, well, obviously the under-23 national and the junior championships, they're on the next week or so. And then the two Kelly boys will be going into action in that. That's John and James Kelly and many other Donegal athletes. So we'll expect medals coming north for that one. So that's on the next couple of weeks. And we've got the Glenmore 10-mile, an event that started off last year, a 10-mile race in the Finn Valley area. It's back again on the 4th of February, and it's got about 700 entries at the moment. So it's looking good, looking sharp. And there may be one or two places left for that, or it may be closed at the stage, but it's received a very good reaction. And obviously, locally again, Lifford have their second in their 5K series coming up next weekend. That's another event on the horizon. And then all our young athletes will be heading to Athlone for the Ulster Indoor Athletic Championships. and you'll find it strange that they're heading to Athlone for the Ulster Indoor Championships, but we don't really have an indoor athletic facility as such in Ulster. So this year they have decided to go down the country and, you know, get a really credible facility in which to have these championships. And the championships this year are in Athlone, and we'll have hundreds, I'm sure, of Donegal young athletes south for those Ulster Indoor Championships, and all with the intention of qualifying for nationals later in the year again. So there's the senior championships in mid-February and master championships in March. It's a mixture of road and indoor athletics right now.